So, the Jenkins brothers leave Cousin Buford's trailer with high heads and high hopes of finding a place they can soon turn into the juke joint of their dreams. A place where the Cottonmouths can perform their snake handling concerts every night and not get kicked out. A place where Big Wanda can have a big kitchen all her own to whip up her big meals for all the townsfolk to come enjoy. A place like the old abandoned Bob's Redneck Pig Boy restaurant out on Ringneck Road, which happens to be the only commercial property available in the Lickskillet Gazette real estate ads that Parker's reading right now that would even be suitable for turning into a small nightclub like the one they have in mind. Let's check back in with the Jenkins brothers as they look through the newspaper.
Well, dang it, Parley. There ain't nothing in this real estate ad except for maybe one place, but I ain't sure we'd want to put that snake pit there.
Well, where's that at, Parker?
You remember that old building out past Walmart that used to be Billy Bob's Redneck Pig Boy's restaurant? With the statue out front of that pig boy holding up a hamburger in the air.
Oh, that place. Yeah, I know about that old place. Folks say that place is haunted.
Haunted?
Yeah, haunted with the ghost of Redneck Pig Boy, who died there when he choked on a ham hock from the all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet.
Oh, you don't believe them old silly superstitions, do you, Parley?
Yep.
There ain't no such a thing as no ghost of Redneck Pig Boy.
Well, all I know is they say that soon after Redneck Pig Boy died, strange things started happening in that place. This one lady said she's getting herself another helping of hog jowls and black-eyed peas when she heard a deep voice come up from behind her saying, "Choking on my hammock, give me the hind lick. Choking on my hammock, give me the hind lick." That poor old lady said it nearly about scared the first helping of black-eyed peas right out of her. Then there's all them folks that swear they done seen the eyes in that pig boy statue of following them when they walked past it. And I know you remember the time they said all the Polish sausages and hot dog wieners started flying around the room and whacking everybody in the head.
Oh, that ain't nothing but an old wives' tale, Parley. It was one Polish sausage and Velma Perkins threw it at her husband Jarvis. And that woman that said she heard that voice and got scared is old Eula Mae Whitfield, who's crazier than a loon anyways. She's always hearing somebody in her head a-talking to her that ain't there. But the real scary part is her a-talking back to them. You ain't gonna let some old ghost story keep you from having our snake pit, is you, Parley? You ain't scared, is you?
No, but what about that feller that owns the place? Billy Bob Barnett. I heard he got so paranoid that the ghost was gonna get him that he sometimes stood perfectly still, frozen with fear, especially when it was a full moonlight.
Moonlight? Parley, you need to get them ears of yours checked out. It was moonshine. Old Billy Bob Barnett was all paranoid that they's gonna catch him with the perfect steel that was full of moonshine. That's why he had to shut down the restaurant so he could stand guard at the moonshine still up in the hills.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's call him up and see what he wants for the place.
All right, give me the telephone. Let me do the talking. Is this Mr. Billy Bob?
Yes, sir. What can I do for?
My name's Parker Jenkins, and I'm a-calling about your building for sale. And I was told that you was gonna be...
Sir, I swear on my aunt Hattie's grave, that place ain't haunted. That was just an old vicious rumor started by my ex-wife Lulu, so's I'd go out of business on account of she's mad because I got possession of the El Camino in our divorce. I'll even give you a dirt cheap deal on the place if you'll take it off my hands. How's $30,000 sound to you? And that's including the redneck pig boy statue out front. What do y'all say about that?
Well...
All right then. How about $20,000? And I'll even pay the land taxes for a whole year.
The land taxes? I plumb forgot about them.
Okay then. You're a tough man to bargain with, I can tell. How's $15,000 sound to you? And I'll get Reverend Doolittle to go down there and cast all them ghosts out of there from that place and fix it up real nice for you.
Well, Mr. Billy Bob, it sure sounds like I know a good deal when you say one. So I reckon you can get the Reverend ready and I'll get the money up and holler back at you in a day or two.
All right, then. Goodbye.
So long.
Well, what'd he say?
He said we can get it for $15,000 and he'd even get Reverend to preach all them ghosts out of there, too.
You mean do one of them sexorcisms?
Nah, you moron. A sexorcism's what they do when they cut that old fork skin off a little feller's pecker.
Well, what's the Reverend gonna do then?
He's gonna castrate all them ghosts out of there, Parley.